Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chicago's hottest country, US 99. Good morning. It is Styles and Roman. And over the other day at the concert on Saturday night, sometimes we're put in uncomfortable situations that could turn really embarrassing, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, we've talked about it a couple times, but I think for all of Chicago that was at the Kenny Chesney concert, we all felt for that guy, Scott, who Thomas Rhett brought up on stage. Thinking he was maybe a country fan and could sing along to something, but here's how the audio transpired in case you weren't there.
I'll help you up here. What's your name?
Scott.
Everybody say what's up to Scott. He's a White Sox fan. I'm going to redeem you really fast. Are you a big country music lover? You like Garth Brooks is what I'm trying to say. You know who Garth Brooks is? You don't know. Scott, buddy, this is your time to shine, okay? I don't know you, but I feel sorry for you, so here's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna sing a little bit of this song, all right? Actually, just like maybe a verse, because you don't know it, all right? But I think everybody here in Chicago might know this song, all right? So. Chime in if you know any words, okay?
Bring it all in my room. I showed up.
So then everybody in the whole world decided to sing Garth Brooks of that situation, except Scott, who was up on stage. He was in an uncomfortable situation, and when it was all said and done, Scott was embarrassed at the moment. Yes.
Yeah, well, US99.com, click on Styles and Roman. You can hear Scott's girlfriend come to his defense. Long story short, he was dragged there. He's not even a country music fan. She dragged him there, and as a good boyfriend, he went along. It just so happened that Thomas Rhett, of all the people he could have picked, he picked the one guy who literally could care less about country, but it was all in good fun. But yeah, I got us thinking, 312-946-4995, uncomfortable, embarrassing situations that you've been in. We've all been embarrassed in our lives, right?
Yeah, so call us up. Let's have some fun. Come on now. Tell us how you were embarrassed.
Let your voice be heard. Call Styles and Roman at 312-946-4995. US 99.
Broken pump. Cash for you, $1,000 at 7:15 this morning. We're going to kick it off, $12,000 a day. But good morning. It's Chicago's hottest country, US 99, and Styles and Roman. Scott, if you are listening, I promise, buddy, this is going to be the last morning that we're going to be talking about you. Scott was the guy, if you were at the Kenny Chesney show, Thomas Rhett brought him up on stage. He was asking him, why are you not enjoying the show? Why are you not smiling? He wasn't really a big fan of country music. He was there for his girlfriend. He asked him on stage if he knew who Garth Brooks was. Scott said no. What an awkward, uncomfortable situation for Scott.
And again, US99.com, click on Styles and Roman to
we
hear,
love you, buddy.
To hear Scott's girlfriend explain the whole situation. He was actually a trooper and being a very good boyfriend by going to the concert in the first place. But 312-946-4995. We're looking for embarrassing, awkward situations for you. Good morning, Cassandra from Homewood. What's your story?
I was about 14 and I ran straight through a screen door and broke it right off.
You didn't see that, huh?
Nope.
Now listen, I understand once in a while you see the YouTube videos of them running through like a glass door because it's so clean and you can see right through it. You think that maybe it's the outside, but a screen door has a black tint to it.
I know. And my brother had just ran through and broke the glass one, so I was right behind him.
What is wrong with your family?
You guys need to go get your eyes checked.
I know.
$1,000. That could put a smile on your face today. It's Chicago's hottest country, US 99. We got a grand for you coming up at 7:15 this morning with Styles and Roman. We're talking about awkward situations, you know, embarrassing situations. His name was Scott. He was at the Kenny Chesney show over the weekend. He was being a really cool boyfriend to his girl. They were sitting front row. Thomas Rhett brought him up on stage. Dude didn't even know who Garth Brooks was.
Because he's not a country music fan. One last time I'll say it, US99.com. Click on Styles and Roman to hear Scott Scott's girlfriend explained that she literally dragged him there and he was a good boyfriend to her. What a good sport. But 312-946-4995. Good morning to Trisha from Hampshire. What is your embarrassing moment?
So I was on the golf team in high school, and right before I was about ready to hit off, my coach had told me I needed to loosen my grip. So I did, and when I went to go backswing and came forward, the club came out of my hand and went into a tree. And the best part about it was that my family was there to watch me. And it was a pretty bad walk of shame to go retrieve my golf club.
But your coach told you to loosen your grip, and you did just that.
She did. I know.
Hey, Trisha, at least you got to do the walk of shame to go pick up your club. One time I was in Key West for my buddy Ken's bachelor party. We all went golfing. I put some suntan lotion like on my arms and my face when I went to go tee off. Boom, my driver flying in the air right into a pond. At least you got to retrieve your golf club. Mine is still floating somewhere in Key West.
That's true. You know, all my family changed the story and says that I had to go shake it out of a tree. That did not happen. I had to walk over there and get it.
No, but family doesn't exaggerate. Stop.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It's going to get up to about 82 degrees later on as a high this afternoon. How about the weekend, though? I know it's only Tuesday, but we can always be thinking about the weekend. They're saying the mid-90s. It's going to be a hot one here in Chicago, and we're going to make it even hotter because we're 10 minutes away. $1,000. Win your share of $12,000 a day. We're going to be doing it on the 15s all day long.
Maybe you could buy some shade because it's going to be really, really hot, huh?
Yes. Go to the pool.
Yes. All right. So, embarrassing things. Happened to Styles and Roman one time. Remember our first time ever doing an event for US 99. We were brand new at the station, and they said, listen, you guys are going to go introduce Luke Bryan on stage at Wrigley Field.
Oh, we were like, yeah, are you kidding me? First off, if you know us, you know that we're diehard Cub fans. We love Wrigley Field, and we just love being around that area. And then to be around the country road with Luke Bryan, we're like, yes, this is going to be amazing.
Major look. So they give us microphones, and as you would do, first stage announcement. And we're up there like, yeah, what's going on? Put your hands in the air. Make some noise. Everyone's going crazy, right? Crazy. Who's ready for Luke Bryan? People going crazy. Well, as you're about to say, by the way, we're the brand new morning show on US 99, Styles and Roman. You never got to say that because they cut our microphones off.
The guy backstage, that was the time, I guess, that we had allotted. He turned our microphones off. We didn't even get to introduce Little Big Town. Our microphones were turned off. We didn't know that at first. We were still like screaming to the microphone. And then we're looking at the crowd and they're like, what are these guys doing?
So it's like, so nobody at that point even knew who these two guys on stage were. We never got to say who we were. We were just two guys who had microphones for like 30 seconds, and it was cut off. And when you saw people looking at you like almost dumbfounded, it was a very weird feeling. Like, I feel like I'm naked right now.
And then you think that it would be like a quick just like jump off the stage. No, we were like all the way to the infield. So we had to like run off the stage all the way backstage. Very embarrassing, very awkward. That is our awkward situation.
Yeah, hopefully that never happens again. At least let us say who we are before you turn our microphones off. 312-946-4995. Good morning, Wendy from Buffalo Grove. What's your story?
Okay, so I went to the bathroom. Basically, I peed in a toilet that wasn't even hooked up.
Where was this toilet at that it wasn't hooked up?
I was a part of a book club. It was at a gal's house. She had this huge mansion, gated community, the whole nine yards. I did not realize when we were doing the tour that she showed me a bathroom that was under construction, and I chose that one to use. And all I can say is I was trying desperately to find the kitchen because the house is so big, to find a turkey baster to try to suck my pee out of the toilet. I'm just being honest.
We have reached a new low on the Styles and Roman show right now.
So did you find that turkey baster?
No. So my girlfriend that I went out and confessed my sins made me tell the homeowner what I had done. So.
And she kicked you out of the gated community.
You know what? She was super nice and said she should have put a sign on the door or something. Okay, there are a couple of cocktails involved. That's all I'm going to say.
US 99, go relive it right now. The guys from Old Dominion, Thomas Redd, Kenny Chesney. It's all up at US99.com. Also, our US 99 social media outlets, our Facebook, Styles and Roman. You can go check check out everything from over the weekend. And during the weekend, if you were there, you noticed that Thomas Rhett brought up a guy named Scott. He wasn't a huge fan of country music. He was just there for his girlfriend. He was being a good man. And then he asked him, "Hey, buddy, are you a fan of Garth Brooks?" Where Scott had no clue who Garth Brooks was.
Well, if you're not a country music fan, maybe you don't know who Garth Brooks
is. Let's be for real, though. Garth Brooks, probably one of the biggest names in country music. You just know that name.
Yeah, but there
from
are
just
some,
being a fan of music.
But to be fair, when the Lollapalooza lineup came out, I didn't know 95% of the groups on that show. So, I mean, you know, that's not my style of music.
And even people going to Lollapalooza don't even know 95% of the artists that are going to be
there.
We
know Garth Brooks. Obviously, we're in the country world. But, you know, this guy was not a fan. Anyways, whatever. So, it was kind of embarrassing for him up on stage. And now that everyone knew that he didn't know Garth Brooks at a country concert. But, you know, embarrassing things happen to us all. Kyle from Joliet, good morning. What happened to you?
Man, it was a speech in college. It was a persuasive speech I was supposed to do about the side effects of when you close your nose while sneezing. And I got up there, it started out great, and then all of a sudden, I just lost what I was supposed to say.
But it was a paper on when you hold your nose when you're sneezing?
The side effects.
Yeah, the side effects of it. Because they says that it can come out to anywhere from 75 to 100 miles an hour, your sneeze can.
The more you know, the more you know.
If it wasn't for you this morning, Kyle, we wouldn't know that, buddy. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.